How old is the human race? Every time we think we know a lot about human civilization, the Earth and even space, we get hit with a fact which is completely unexpected and sends us back to the drawing board. One of the things we were told was humans from different places didn't mix, because they really didn't have an easy way of traveling around or didn't have the desire to explore, because they were too backward in ancient times. It seems like we are finding out the falsities of these statements more and more lately. Let me give you the latest example. The skeletons of two mummies were found in Scotland. They were 3,000 years old, and here is the kicker: they were mummified using the Egyptian process. Is this just a coincidence, or did Scotsmen learn mummification from the ancient Egyptians? Perhaps the mummies were ancient Egyptians who came to Scotland and their companions mummified them? More study on them will be needed to answer this question, if we can answer it. Ancient coins and weapons have been found in some very unexpected places. Anyone who watches the Oak Island series on the History Channel can attest to this. The treasure hunters have found old British coins which indicate the British went to that small Canadian island hundreds of years ago. Going back further in time, a cross was found which seems to be a Templar cross from around the 1300s. Recently, a bolt from a medieval crossbow was found, and there has now been talk of something being found which could be an even more ancient Roman coin. The Atlantic published a story which had profound implications for the age of the human race. Stone tools were found in China which have been dated at 2.1 million years old. At the very least, this shows the ideas of how humans migrated is wrong, and to me it proves even more. It indicates to me the human race could be far older than the 2.1 million years the tools were dated at. This brings back into question the Ica stones. These stones come from South America, and many have been carved in the tradition of the Parraca, Nazca, Tiwanaku or Inca cultures. There are 15,000 of these stones which show humans with dinosaurs and also other scenes. A Peruvian doctor named Javier Cabrera-Daca began to get interested in these stones and purchased them when they became available from pre-Incan collectors. One day a farmer found a huge cache of them on his farm, and the doctor bought them all. Experts have dismissed them as a hoax. The farmer said a river had overflowed its banks, which destroyed a mountain and exposed a cave which the stones were in. All too often, when things which seem to defy traditional thoughts on evolution are found, they are dismissed out of hand, and some feel this is what happened with the stones. Some people have dated them as being 25 million years old. There is more to this story. The farmer said he faked many thousands of stones, which seems to be a huge stretch, and many believe he was forced to say this to avoid jail, because there are those who do not want our true history to get out. When we talk about the date humans came on the scene, it is usually said in this way: evidence of humans outside Africa. This means scientists believe without a doubt humans started in Africa, but could this assumption be wrong? You know what they say about assumptions: when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. It just might turn out, if the human race is older than we suspect, they came from somewhere else before going to Africa. There could even be a small chance the human race started in more than one place around the same time. There is a thought which states humans came from Mars, but they could have been exactly like humans living on Earth, because Mars and Earth could have had identical environments. So many Mars humans joined with Earth humans who were far less developed. One of the problems in trying to figure out where we came from and how old the human race is, we are trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle which may have a lot of extra pieces and also pieces missing. Add to this the fact evolution has become ingrained in the minds of many scientists, which causes them to bury evidence to the contrary, making things even more confused. An astronomer and physics professor have asked the question: if the human race disappeared tomorrow and another race developed on Earth millions of years from now, would they recognize the fact we had been here? The answer is they might not. Taking this a little further, there may have been races on Earth before us, and we have not found evidence of this yet and may never find it. There are scientists today which are searching for evidence of a race which predates humans. Two scientists are conducting such a search. One of the problems is the Earth is dynamic and things change. Land masses move, volcanoes bury things, water rises and falls and so on. Then there is the problem if we found the bones of an intelligent race and they didn't look like us, how would we know what we were looking at? There is also the possibility an advanced race might not have had bones or had something less durable which would have vanished over the years. These scientists are investigating the theory that could have been intelligent lizard people before us. It is said the oldest large patch of surface on Earth is only 1.8 million years old and is in the Negev Desert. All the older stuff is now buried. Because of this, it has made it very hard to try and find anything older than 2.6 million years old. Scientists have noticed 56 million years ago the Earth was on average 15 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than now. The isotopic record from that period looks an awful lot the same as now, which could indicate there were advanced beings on the Earth living in cities and such, releasing the same types of emissions as we do today. It is believed if humans disappeared and another advanced race came along millions of years later, they would probably know we were here because of the huge amounts of carbon we dumped into the atmosphere. The evidence would still be there, if they could decipher it.